Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. You know, one thing about me that might separate me from other people in this business is that when there's good reporting, when there's a good source, a good place to go for a story, I don't care where it comes from. You know, there are other, you hear this about coaches. He doesn't care where an idea comes from. He doesn't let ego get in the way. I'm the same. I'm the same exact way. I don't think Jerry Dulac is my biggest fan, mostly guilt by association because I pal around with Mueller. But Jerry's got some good reporting going on here. He's given us some stuff to chew on. And this article he has in the Post-Gazette right now about how Mike Tomlin is all about the run game right now and fixing the offensive line and is prioritizing the offensive line over offensive coordinator. Okay? I see that story and I think to myself, I guess better late than never. I'm happy that he's coming to that realization now. But it would have been nice if he had come to this realization, I don't know, a couple of years ago when they just promoted a guy who had been a coffee boy, an errand boy, Sean Surrett, to fill Mike Munchak's big shoes. Like, now after they were 32nd in running the ball and acting like they were allergic to running the ball, now Mike Tomlin thinks it's a big deal? His owner said as much, we need to run the ball better before 2020 started. And they have believed for the longest time. I've had people from the Steelers tell me this over and over again. The short passing game functions like the run game. We don't need to hand the ball off to a running back. We throw it, and it serves the same purpose. No, it doesn't. And now Mike Tomlin is coming to his senses on it. And this is where I'm going to say the Steelers missed the boat, Craig. And I have a hard time as someone who wants to see the Steelers win a seventh Super Bowl. I have a hard time accepting this, right? A really hard time. Why is it that Alabama is getting better assistant coaches than an NFL team, especially an NFL team like the Steelers? That really pisses me off. I get if Bill O'Brien wants to go work for Nick Saban instead of the Cincinnati Bengals or instead of the Arizona Cardinals or one of those teams, but I see today my good friend Doug Marrone is headed to Alabama to be their offensive line coach. This is a guy who less than 5 years ago beat Mike Tomlin in a playoff game. And now he's an offensive line coach in college? I feel fairly confident in saying that if the Steelers really wanted to prioritize offensive line play, you had a great offensive line coach who was available this offseason. A guy that was so, cut out for a job like that, that he hasn't worked in that capacity in almost decades because he was so good as an offensive line coach that he climbed the ladder to head coach in three different places. My alma mater, the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and got the Jaguars. I know they sucked lately. But he got them to a place where the Steelers, the Jaguars have been to the AFC Championship game more recently than the Steelers. Let me just put it that way. And this guy was out there, And if it's all about making the offensive line better, you go hire him. You're Mike Tomlin. You go into Art Rooney and say, I need to have this guy. There's no salary cap on coaches. So get the best one. Great one is available. One of the best in the entire sport. And it just irritates me that these guys end up in Alabama. As if Alabama needs former NFL head coaches on their staff to go with Nick Saban. As if they need those guys to go, you know, 14-0, Craig. Do you get what I'm... Like, there must be... And it's we've seen it. Guys have gotten jobs because of it. There must be a sense that even working for 1 year with Nick Saban is going to do wonders for my career that are going to be so much better than taking the same position with an NFL team. I mean, there's such a mystique around this guy right now that I don't know if the Steelers were interested. They should have been, especially given what Dulac is saying now. It's all about offensive line coach. It's more about offensive line coach than offensive coordinator. Do you get why I'm fired up about this?
I totally do, because I get Alabama's Alabama, Nick Saban is Nick Saban, but never in a million years should the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator package at a college be better than what the Steelers have. And to be honest, for a few years now, that's been the case. And they've turned guys over in Alabama, and yet they still have a better coordinator package than what the Pittsburgh Steelers have.
I'd rather have Doug Marrone as the Steelers. You're trying to sync up offensive line and offensive coordinator. I'd rather have Doug Marrone as the Steelers offensive coordinator, which is something that he did with Drew Brees and the Saints. It's not, again, like it's something that is outside of his professional makeup or personality. If you're trying to mend those two things, why not bring him in? If Alabama says you can be our offensive line coach, we already have Bill O'Brien as our offensive coordinator. You know, the Steelers say, all right, fine, we'll just make you our offensive coordinator. He's more qualified for the job than Matt Canada. He's won playoff games. He's been successful everywhere he's been. If you think about it, every time Doug Marrone has gone to a team, he left it better than the guy before him. I mean, I don't think Randy Fichtner set a very high bar, so I would guess that if Marrone came here and then eventually left in 2 years to be a head coach again somewhere, he would probably leave the Steelers' offense in a better place than it was. I can tell you what he wouldn't do, and this would be a problem. If Roethlisberger was back, he would not tolerate Ben's. You know, it would probably be Marrone saying it's my way or the highway, so it would kind of be going back to Todd Haley, and we saw how that worked. But if he's the offensive line coach, and then he gets promoted eventually to offensive coordinator, well, then that's different.
To a point you've brought up before, the Steelers always like to find people with Steelers history and Steelers past, right?
Yep.
To a detriment almost. As Ray Fittipaldo responded to your tweet about Marrone.
What did he say?
Marrone spent time with the Steelers as a young player.
He said that?
Yeah. So Marrone checks another box for the Steelers of what they unfortunately sometimes look for.
This is what Fittipaldo said. Marrone would have been a great hire. He always speaks reverentially of the Steelers having spent time here as a young player, and his record with the Jaguars and their running game speaks for itself. That's right. Think about their run game this year. They had quarterback carousel. Nobody took Jacksonville's quarterback play seriously. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
And that kid they found, James Robinson, off the street as a rookie, was great.
What box does Marrone not check? Aditi pointed out to us, they did not cast a wide net for this search, and Marrone should have been inside of that net.
And he said he's going to be coaching 18 and 19-year-olds. To me, if it's all about the offensive line, why wouldn't you hire a guy like that? He has the best resume of anyone, and it's not even close among available potential applicants. You can give him a better job than Alabama offered. Make him your coordinator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.